and the skies brush the tears from your eyes. Where is child and he cares for you? That song is for somebody. When the world seems cold and your friends seem few, there is someone who cares for you. When you have tears in your eyes and your heart bleeds inside, there is one who cares for you. When the world seems cold and your friends seem few, there is one who cares for you. When you have tears in your eyes and your heart bleeds inside, there is someone who cares for you. There's someone to care, there's someone to share all your troubles like no other can do. He'll come down from the skies and brush the tears from your eyes. It's your hands. It's someone to care. You've got someone to share all your burdens like no other can do. Tears from your eyes, he always child, and he cares. Will you stand up on your feet 1 minute with hands lifted?
He fell down from the skies, from the tears from your eyes. Yes, child, if it cares for you.
Lift your hands. Maintain quietness everywhere.
Mm-hmm. But I just want to let you know that you have a final say in everything that pertains to my existence on the earth. Everything that I can be forever, ever hope to be is the cross of your blueprint for Lord, if ever, Lord, if ever I have thought the most you wanted me to do, it's because I've yet to know what's on your mind for me to know. I am totally is because I'm yet to know what's on your mind for me to know. I am totally available to do what else you please.
Up your hands everywhere. Up your hands now. I feel the climate of His presence. Under this kind of climate, God speaks. Under this kind of climate, miracles happen. Creation happens. The earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. Then the Spirit of God moved. God spoke. Things happened. Lift your hands. Whisper that name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. And amen. Let's pray. Something is happening. Power of the Holy Ghost. Something is happening. Something is changing. And something is shifting. That's right.
Lord, if ever I am not the one you wanted me to do, it's because I'm here to know what's on your mind for me to know.
Thank you, Master. I see healings taking place, pains leaving. God drawing people closer to Himself. God establishing people in His will and His plan for their lives. Thank you, Master. Thank you for this first Sunday of November and this day in your presence. Let not one person live here the same. In Jesus' name. Give them the praise as you take your seat.
Lord, if ever I have not done what you wanted me to do, it's because I'm here to know what's on your mind. Only to know I am totally available to you as you see. And the answer, I am it on my own. And He will make a way. Ask Him. He won't let what will come you come for me. He will make a way to escape from me. My God will make a way to try.
Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7. Blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. Hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, that spreadeth out her roots by the river. He shall not see when the heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green. He shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall he cease from yielding fruit. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. This morning I want to quickly speak on the subject, the blessedness of hopefulness. The blessedness of hopefulness. The blessing of hope. And our objective is to understand the connection between the blessing of God and hope in God. When we talk about hope, we are talking about expectation. We are talking about aspiration. We are talking about a positive outlook to life. Expectation, aspiration, the positive outlook to life. And hope, especially hope in God, is one of the critical necessities of life. Necessity. Because it is possible to survive for a while without friends. There are those who have no friends at all who are alive. It's possible to survive for a while without money. In fact, at times I wonder how our people in the village function. Because they build their houses literally without having any millions in their account. But they live in houses. Their farm produce and other things feed them without necessary cash. It's possible to be alive without a certificate. But it is impossible to survive without hope. There are many things you can do in life, do without in life. But what is called hope, expectation, aspiration, the positive outlook to life, it is impossible. A person without money but with hope has a better future than a person with money without hope. And what we are talking about is so essential because we live in a world today with a plague of hopelessness. Hopelessness. A plague of despair. A plague of perplexity. Everything around wants to communicate hopelessness. I was reading something the other day where they were saying that they were going to do lockdown at the second wave of, that is in some parts of Europe, North America, and then the people are going to, I mean, if you read what they talked about, is just terrible. Everybody must be forced to be vaccinated, and those who refuse to be vaccinated will be taken to isolation places and considered dangerous to society. And so, all manner of talks. I was in the children's school yesterday at our Destiny Christian Academy last night. One of the children said, and every time they see me, they just run around and consider me their colleague. So we talk at friendship level. One of the young boys said, "Excuse me, sir. I have something to discuss." I say, "What is it?" He say, "The condition in Nigeria, I am concerned." A little boy of around 12 years, I'm afraid. What is really going on? And I told him, calm down, it is well. Calm down, it is well. God is on the throne, he will handle the situation. It's a little child. That's the world we live in. But let me say this. In this upside down world, hope in God will bail us out. Trust in God will bail us out. Faith in God will bail us out. Let me say this before I go on. Hope is so important that life itself is sustained by hope. Life itself is sustained by hope. Job said, if the man die, shall he live again? If that is the case, then all the days of my life, I will wait, I will hope until my change comes. The meaning of that is, if I lose hope, I go down. If a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time, I will wait until my change comes. That is, if I don't look forward to something, it means it is time to expire. If I am not looking forward to anything, if the future looks blank in front of me, then the reason to live has ended. I am looking forward to something. All the days of my appointed time, I will wait until my change comes. Because if a man dies, he can't live again, so I'm not ready to die. If I'm not ready to die, I must be ready to hope. When people begin to give up, they begin to go down. Go down physically and go down in death. When people begin to give up, they begin to go down. You shall not go down. This scripture we read today, itemized for us the blessedness of hopefulness. And I'm going to quickly go through them, five of them. I'll just take the flip side of each in the two services. Number one, to hope in God. Let's read the passage again in Jeremiah chapter. Yes. Blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. He said, for he shall be as a tree planted. To hope in God is to be planted as a tree. Is to be planted as a tree. It has two meanings, and I'll say one in this service and then the next in the second service. First, it means hope in God is key to stability and immovability in life. Is key to stability and immovability in life. Planted as a tree. A man who is hopeful in God, whose trust God is not easily moved by what moves people. Is not easily shaken by what shakes others. Is not easily uprooted and replanted and uprooted and replanted. When you see a man or a woman who is stable in life, hope in God, trust in God is behind it. Now, it doesn't matter a man's position today. It doesn't matter a person's wealth today. If that wealth and position is not tied to God through hope and trust and faith, it doesn't have a future. Hope in God is doorway to stability in life. Doorway to immovability in life. Could it be that what the psalmist meant in Psalm 46 and in verse 1, where he said, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, we are looking up to him, therefore will not fear, even if the earth be removed and the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Even if the waters roar and everything is troubled, if the mountains shake with swellings thereof, we day. Hallelujah. To hope in God is to be planted as a tree. Number two, to hope in God is to be planted and rooted by the river, by the river, by the river, by the river. He says, planted and rooted by the river. First, it means hope in God is equals connection to unending refreshing, unending refreshing and irrigation, unending refreshing and irrigation. It makes dryness impossible. You don't know what is called dry season. Unending refreshing, unending irrigation. Unending refreshing, unending irrigation. You don't know dry season. You don't know dry season. Powerful. Could that be what Job meant when he said, when men say they are cast down? We just sang it now. I think that will be Job chapter 22, verse 29, thereabout. You will say there is a lifting up. You don't know what they are talking about. When men are cast down, then you shall say there is a lifting up, because your hope, your confidence, the reason why you act the way you act is God. Hope in God is to be rooted. I have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fast into the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. I have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fast into the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. Hope, unending refreshing. Thirdly, to hope in God is to be free from the heat of life. It says it directly there in verse. He said, he shall not see when heat cometh. And very, very soon, we are going to see a world according to Malachi that is to burn like an oven. Very, very soon. And in the midst of that burning, there are those who rise and don't know what heat is all about. Malachi chapter 4 verse 1. He said, for behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. The earth is going to, people are going to experience heat like never before. And all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble.
And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that he shall not leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name, that hope in my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go forth and grow up as calves of the storm. When this construction started, dollar was 1 naira, 190 to $1, 190 naira to $1. Then there was a change. And then dollar increased to 450, to 500, to 600, to 1 naira. And the things imported for the roof in another part were imported in dollar from America, from China, from several places. It multiplied the building cost 3 to 4 times. But nothing spoiled. Because the person building, the owner of heaven and earth, does not know exchange rate. He doesn't know the difference. He doesn't know exchange rate. So he continued his walking with no slowing down. No slowing down. No stoppage. Nothing. Not one day works is for the sake of supplies. He said the days are burn like an oven. The coronavirus came now and burned the earth like an oven. Business is closing up. To hope in God is to be free from the heat of life. What does that mean to you? First, it means that hoping God delivers from unnecessary sweat and stress in life. It delivers people from unnecessary stress and sweat in life. If you are in a season of stress now and in a season of sweat now, hoping God delivers you from unnecessary stress and sweat in life. Let's go on. Whoever is here today with any identity of stress or sweat, it comes to an end today. Number 4, to hope in God is to exist with color in life. He says his leaf shall be green. His leaf, her leaf shall be green. Is to exist in color, with color. When we talk of color, we are talking of splendor, grandeur, honor. So the meaning is, hope in God delivers from the loss of color, the loss of honor, the loss of glory in life. You don't lose color. You don't lose honor. You don't lose glory when you hope in God. And that is irrespective of seasonal changes. Irrespective of seasonal changes. Hoping God delivers from the loss of color, honor, and glory in life. Irrespective of seasonal changes. Season is changing. You are not aware. Because your source is God, not man. Your root is God, not man. Your connection is to God, not to man. I decree to someone here today, it doesn't matter what is changing around where you walk, around the nation where you are stable and you are established. Believers say the loudest, amen.
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. He delivers. And number 5, it shall not cease from bearing fruit, from yielding fruit. To hope in God is to be connected or established in ceaseless fruitfulness. To hope in God is to be established in ceaseless fruitfulness. Ceaseless
fruitfulness. Ceaseless fruitfulness. Ceaseless fruitfulness. Ceaseless fruitfulness. Ceaseless. Connected to ceaseless fruitfulness. Ceaseless. Cannot cease from bearing fruit. People who know you with fruit yesterday and see you empty-handed today. What does it mean to you? First, hope in God is exemption from the plague of empty-handedness, of barrenness. The plague of empty-handedness, the plague of barrenness. In case you are here today and your life is plagued with empty-handedness, and your life is plagued with barrenness, your hope in God, your confidence in God, your trust in God delivers you from that plague. And I declare it so in the name of Jesus Christ. This is our conclusion. The way of hopefulness is the way of blessedness. And listen to this. And the way of hopelessness is the way of blesslessness. You may not have heard that word before, but you understand it. The way of hopefulness is the way of blessedness. The way of hopelessness is the way of blesslessness. No matter how hard you try, if you are not hopeful, you can't be blessful. It's no matter how hard you try. God cannot bless a hopeless person. A person who is discouraged. A person who does not look forward to nothing in God. The way of hopefulness is the way of blessedness. And the way of hopelessness is the way of blesslessness. And this is my counsel. First, avoid functioning and existing in hopelessness. Rather, keep hope alive by placing your hope in God. Avoid functioning and existing in hopelessness. Rather, keep hope alive by placing your hope in God. Keep your hope alive by placing your hope in God. Psalm 42 and in verse 5 said, "Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted? Hope in God, hope in God, hope in God. For I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." I shall praise him. Hope in God. Keep hope alive. Move on, move on. Don't be tired. My Savior understands. It shall be well. Move on, move on. Don't be tired. My Savior understands. It shall be well. I put my hands in the hands of the Lord. I put my hands in the hands of the Lord. I put my hands in the hands of the Lord. I cannot fail, for Jesus never fails. For my God knows the way through the wilderness. All I need to do
is to follow him. My God knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is to follow him. Follow, I will follow Jesus. Everywhere, anywhere, I will follow him. Follow, I will follow Jesus. Anywhere, it's me, I will follow.
He's never disappointed me one day. He has never disappointed me one day. Since I joined the army of the Lord, he's never disappointed me one day.
Since I joined the army of the Lord, he's never disappointed me one day. And because he lives, I can face November. Because he lives, all fear is gone. And because I know he holds a future, my end is not a living joy. Because he lives, and because he lives, I can face tomorrow if I need. All fear is gone.
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Function. And let's avoid functionalism and hopelessness. Secondly, uphold other secrets of the blessing to guarantee the blessing. Uphold other secrets of the blessing. For example, Psalm 5 verse 12 said, the Lord will bless the righteous with favor. Will he compass him about with a shield? A life of uprightness, a life of righteousness establishes the blessing. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. Serving the Lord establishes the blessing. The covenant practice, it is more blessed to receive, to give, than to receive. Acts chapter 20 verse 35. The way of giving establishes the blessing. Giving beginning with the tithe. So that you don't say, I am hoping in God, but I'm not serving the Lord. I am hoping in God, but I'm not living upright. I am hoping in God, but I don't know what it means to pay the tithe. Why am I not blessed? It is a system. The blessing is a system. Only the car cannot, only the engine of a car does not move on the road. It has to work with other systems. Am I communicating? There is the mechanical system, the metallurgical system, the hydraulic system, the electrical system. All of them are connected together. Even a little contact that has a challenge, alternator, the car is not moving. Engine, top shape. Brake, working. Body, alloy, aluminium, framed. But little contact. That's how it is. It is a system. Don't just work only the parts. Work the whole system. Work the whole system. So that we can work together. Is somebody blessed today? Stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and appreciate Him. Don't work only the parts. Work the system. Work the whole 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 system and give the devil no excuse to deny you what is yours. Work the whole system and give the devil no excuse of denying you what is yours. Work the whole system. There are keys to the blessing, secrets of the blessing. Pick the messages and look at them. Listen to them. And they will show you other parts of the system. Light of scripture is part of the blessing system. When Peter saw a revelation he never saw before, blessed art thou. Blessed art thou. Flesh and blood has not revealed this. So when you see what you haven't seen before, you shift in the blessing. Blessed art thou. Blessed art thou. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and lift up your voices and let's appreciate God. Let's appreciate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Lift your voice, worship Him, honor Him, adore Him for this moment. Honor Him, adore Him, worship Him for this moment. Father, we praise You. In the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray with audacity. Say, in the name of Jesus, I cannot lose my hope. I cannot lose hope in life. Father, my hope is in You. My faith is in You. In the name of Jesus. And I receive the grace to live for You. To live in uprightness. I receive that grace to live for You. To do Your will. I receive it. Now, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands high. Please let me give a caution ahead of time for those who are used to living before we share the final grace. Don't do that today, and don't do that any day. Ushers, please pay attention. We have very important things to do, and we shall be through very shortly. But let nobody even shift from the seat you are until the grace is shared. Please don't do that today. It's our convention month. This is November. And it shall be full blast convention. Except God chooses otherwise. Full blast means all the way from beginning to the end with worship and wonders night. Just all the way. All the way. All the way. All the way. This month. Right? So please, I don't want anybody to walk out on the service while we make those things clear. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are. Father, we give You the praise. We give You the honor. We give You the adoration. Everywhere you are today, you are in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day for you. You are saying to me, Pastor,
thank you for this word today. It was for me. I need to hope in God, but I'm not living a correct life. I am not living for God. I am living a life that is displeasing God. I want mercy from God. I want forgiveness from God. Anywhere you are, pick your Bibles and pick your bags and quickly rush to the frontier as you make your ways right with Jesus. As you make Jesus Lord of your life. I'll give you the count of seven. You want to have an addiction broken, a negative lifestyle, immoral lifestyle, alcoholic lifestyle, smoking lifestyle, lifestyle of gambling and betting and any form of lifestyle, masturbation lifestyle, pornography lifestyle, whatever it is, that is a lifestyle that is not correct and you want the yoke broken. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags and be the first to come, not the last, as I give you the count of seven. One, two, quickly, three, four. Don't be the last. Anywhere you are, right under the galleries, on top of wherever, just rush forward. Five. Rush. Seven.
Lord, have your way. Been me saved.
Lord, I give you my love.
Give you my soul. Every breath that I take, every morning I wake.
Six,
have your
seven.
Way.
Keep coming.
Lord, I give you my life.
Lord, I give you my heart.
Give you my soul.
All right, I give you another kind of fight. One, two. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Hallelujah. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Those on your right in the front here, place your right hand on your chest. Pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins, Lord. Make me a new person, Lord. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, Lord, I receive it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare that the hold of the enemy is broken off your life. Grace to live for God is released upon you. Help to serve God is released upon you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Counselors, you have where you can go with them and they can be part of the communion now. All right, please do so. Maybe under that red gallery under here, and let's go. Can you all stretch your two hands in front of you, everybody? I pray for your hands. We're going to take the offering and say one or two things before we take the communion. I pray for your hands and I declare that your harvest will look for you from the north, the south, the east, and the west. That the system shall come under pressure. They shall lose their peace and sleep and rest until all that is yours enters your hands. I call it done in Jesus' name. Go on ahead and pick up your offerings, tithes, and pledges, and let us honor God.
You are God. You are not just big. You are not just large. You are great. Everybody, you are God. You are not just a big. Just a big. Just a large. You are a great God. Why are we better than the same?
Lift up your offerings now. Father, multiply the harvest of every giver. And everyone giving online as well. And everyone who is a faithful, dedicated giver in tithes and offerings. And other pledges and several other kinds of honor to God. I declare that your harvest will look for you. I declare that the systems will lose their peace and their sleep and their rest. Until all that is yours enters your hands. In the name of Jesus, the blessing that goes with givers of tithes and offerings and pledges and sacrifices, that blessing goes with you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Go ahead and release your offerings, tithes and pledges online. Details are on the screen. The Lord bless you as you offer. 1 minute song and then we go.
Jehovah, we give you all the glory. Jehovah, we give you all the glory, yeah. For everything you've done, Jehovah, we give you all the glory. Emela, 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 Emela. Jehovah, we give you all the glory, yeah. Emela, Baba. Jehovah, we give you all the glory. All the glory, all the glory. Jehovah, we give you all the glory. Hey. Hey.
Somebody excited, say it louder. Amen. Please take your seat. Movement on this right hand side. Okay, those coming in for this service, for next service. Well, if you came in late for this service, please wait. Now, very brief, a few announcements I wanted to make before we take that communion. I want to let us know that if you monitor the events on the earth today, time is so much at hand. We do not have plenty of time. The Antichrist agenda is so aggressive. They want the Antichrist to manifest while we are still here. And it's not possible. You can't give the mark of the beast or the 666 or any of those things while the church is still here. We have to be raptured first. Am I communicating? But they are so much under pressure. As if their father didn't tell them the timetable. I mean, Satan, the devil, who is their pastor. But all that is showing that every one of them and their system are all aware that we are very, very close to the end of time. What does that translate to you? This is not the time to be unserious spiritually. This is the time to take your spirituality very seriously. Second, this is the time to work for God like you have never done. Kingdom work. The things that will follow us when we go to heaven, the things that matter. This is the time for soul winning. Time to live ready. Acts chapter 1 verse 8 showed us that the reason why we have the Holy Ghost is to be witnesses, not just speaking tongues. Yes, it's part of it. This is the time to win souls. This is not the time to drive an empty car to church. This is not the time to be thinking of Sundays in terms of dress and all that. This is time to think, how many will I go to church with or get saved? As many of us as are here today, you are not a part of the home church. This is the time to belong to the church family. A spiritual home. Where you can have spiritual, emotional, and other forms of support. Where necessary. This is the time for it. And the Lord is giving us a marching order. I mentioned it last month, and this is Isaiah chapter 27, verse 6. It shall cause them that come of Jacob to take root. Israel shall blossom and bud and fill the face of the world with fruit. God is pushing and spreading us to practically saturate the cities, the towns, villages, clans, nations with the gospel through aggressive church planting and aggressive evangelism. Somebody say it louder, amen. This is the time when your village will have a branch of this church. And many of us will be instruments in making physical facilities available. Good facility. Not just land. Some will build it. Some of us will build plenty. In the next one month, I'll be dedicating 3 village churches. In the next 1 month. One of them, God used us, myself and my wife, in building that one. That's not the first church. God is helping us. Another one in the village, another person built that one in another village. Then in another village. Am I communicating? This is the time. Some of us, the vision in your heart all these years. What can I do for God? For some of us, before Jesus comes, you will be able to build up to 100 churches. That is foundation to roofing to cover. Am I communicating? And if it is in your heart, God will put the resources in your hands. We'll talk more about this within this next few weeks, 1-2 weeks. But the assignment and the agenda is starting with aggressivity. 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 As the devil say he doesn't have rest, we shall not give him rest. Somebody say it louder, amen. So bear that in mind. And that means that there will be thousands of people who will do what they call in the UK bivocational or pastoral assistance, which means that you have the work doing, but then you have a calling of pastoring and you have improved and passed through the system, and the work is on and the pastoring is still on by the side, like a part-time pastor. All that will be coming up in the time to come. But I want to prepare your hearts ahead of time, because I believe we are in a very, very unusual season, and we shall reap all the souls that must be reaped before Christ comes. As the Antichrist is agitating to manifest before his, we shall do all that needs to be done. If anybody understands what I'm saying, shout loudest, amen. How many of you are excited about what I just said? The cities, towns, villages, rural areas, nations, invasion. Next week, for example, we are invading the nation of Spain. Do you have the advert on the screen? You can place it very, very quickly.
Somebody stand on your feet with a shout of victory.
3 years de encuentro dimensional.
God will give you an encounter that will place you in your divine destiny and purpose.
Tema, la gloria de Dios. Ministrando el Dr. Paul y la Dra. Becky Paul en Eches, pastores principales.
I must fulfill the will of God for my life. I cannot waste my life.
Yes, amen. And heal.
Y el pastor Darlington Aconte, denme un amén sobre el mío.
La gloria a Dios. Glory to God. The glory of God. Now there is going to be the invasion of diverse Germany, France, and all those places within the next 1 year by God's power, and nations of Eastern Europe by the power of God. And we are joining forces together, and the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. Somebody believe that, shout the loudest, say amen. Three things are required of us. We'll go there, we'll groan for it, and we'll give for it. Is go, groan, give. We'll go physically. We'll groan in prayer. We'll give in resources. Somebody say go. Groan. Give. Now, some of us will be so established in our businesses such that we say we have a crusade in Russia. I say, why not? I can go for 1 week. And then your business and your things are working. and then you are just in the field along with the rest of us. Am I communicating? Visa will not be a problem for you because you are too loaded to be denied. Do you understand? Hallelujah. And so that is that. Can we have the convention clip? The November convention clip, very, very sharp.
There is no damage that is beyond his expertise. Kingdom power and glory world conference. Then, possessing your possession,
he has the capacity to do a permanent work.
He's called speaking to the ministry. Dr. Pastor Paul and Dr. Mrs. Becky Paul and Nature. It will be drastic. Alpha, your will be broken. Deliverance, healings, your word, worship, and restoration of justice. Time, morning sessions 9 a.m., evening sessions 5 p.m., and Friday 6 a.m., morning view. Worship, Word, and Wonders Night, 9:30 p.m. Venue, the Glory Dome, Glory International Gospel Center, Airport Road, Abuja, Nigeria. Tell someone to tell someone to tell somebody else. It's your year of supernatural shift. God bless you.
How many of you have missed Worship and Wonders Night? You will experience it this month. Give the Lord a shout of praise! A shout of praise! And so, that's the lineup. Tuesday healing service is here. Wednesday preservation service. You come with your bottles of oil. Communion points of contact. Coming Sunday is Holy Ghost service, where we shall be connecting again with hope. Month of November. Supernatural shift through hope in God. You know joy. You know love. I want you to know hope. What it takes not to give up. What it takes to remain in hope, in trust, in confidence in God. Now let the communion take position very, very fast. Very, very fast as we go in for the blessing in the next 2 minutes. Thank you, Master. The last month's message on messages on joy is compiled into this MP4, which means it's all the videos of all you need to know in joy. And then, of course, we have the character of love also is here. The Lord bless you as you pick them up. Let's take that communion very, very fast. If you don't know where to belong in the home church, please, the desk is outside right there. You need that church family that will give you the physical, moral, emotional, material support where necessary. And you want to make your home available as a home church location, be there. There are some people who were dead yesterday. I'm seeing some seated here too. Was it? No, that was not yesterday. But I saw some wedding yesterday. I think they will be in the second service. Such things come through the home church. Now ensure that you are established. It is not when you see someone you want to marry and then you become an emergency member of home church. Right? You need a duration to be there. Ensure that you are part and parcel and let God change your life and help us in Jesus' precious name. Pass the communion out quickly, and if you have it, then we'll stand up on our feet and lift them up, and then we will receive the blessing on them and then take them, and we are true to God.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He sheds on our way. When we do His good will, He abides with us too. And with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust. Everybody sing, trust and obey, For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust. Sing it one more time.
Lift up the communion and receive the blessing upon it. Let me say that if you are here for the first time, just to save our time, you can come forward with your Bibles, your bags, and the communion in your hand. Just step to the front here. We'll receive you at once so that there is no delay after the declaration. Today is your first time to Dunamis Church. Quickly come forward. Carry your Bibles, your bags, apart from those who already came out for the altar call. God bless you. And do that very quickly. While you are doing so, the prophetic word will be going on. And then you'll be receiving on your way coming.
We declare the blessing of God upon your life today in the name of Jesus. We declare today you step into this 11th month of the year 2020. And we release the 11th hour miracle upon your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We declare your hope intact, your zeal intact, your faith intact. And no weapon of the enemy fashioned against you this year will prosper in the name of Jesus. You are preserved in your going out, preserved in your coming in. The works of your hands is preserved. The labor of your hands are preserved. The fruit of your body is preserved. In the name of Jesus.
Those coming, quickly come forward. Please, the second hand is on your head as a point of contact. We pray for you today. Everybody here, live. Everybody in all Dunamis Church locations worldwide. Everybody connected via the satellite or the internet. I make the following declarations today. He says, I know the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end. I prophesy, number one, the thoughts of God for your life and for our land in this month of November shall stand in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I prophesy, He shall bring you to an expected end in 2020 in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Number two, as has been declared, I announce, the Lord shall grant you an 11th hour visitation.
Amen.
11th hour visitation.
Amen.
That will translate into total restoration.
Amen.
In this 11th month, He will visit you and put into your hands everything that is meant for you in the year 2020.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thirdly, I declare, the blessing of life.
Yes.
The blessing of peace. In the month of November.
Yes, 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 yes.
Fourth, I prophesy the opening up of your life and your destiny.
Amen.
Every life and every destiny that has been closed and every door closed before now, I declare them open right now.
Amen.
In the name that is above every name. Fifthly, I declare that everything that is loaded into this season for you, the Lord release them into your hands in the name of Jesus. Sixthly, Jehovah draw you closer to Himself.
Amen.
And make you ready for His second coming.
Amen.
May He draw you closer to Himself and make you ready for His second coming.
Amen.
Every blessing mentioned because of hope today becomes your portion.
Amen.
I declare you planted as a tree.
Amen.
I declare you planted by the river. Your refreshing shall be continued.
Amen.
I declare today you are free from the heat and stress of life.
Amen.
I declare you shall exist in colorfulness in life.
Amen.
And your fruitfulness, no devil shall stop.
Amen.
Right now, I prophesy upon that communion. This blessing declared is now translated into your system.
Amen.
And this blessing will flush out every curse.
Amen.
Every ancestral curse.
Amen.
Every generational curse.
Amen.
Every family curse.
Amen.
Every witchcraft curse.
Amen.
Every diabolical curse.
Amen.
They are flushed out now in the name of Jesus. I declare you well.
Yes.
I declare you healed.
Amen.
And I declare you whole.
Amen.
In the name of the Father.
Amen.
And of the Son.
Amen.
And of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Whatever is your pressure you came here with is over.
Amen.
The Lord said I should tell somebody here, that devil that wants to devalue you, to devalue your life, to devalue your destiny, that devil shall never succeed.
Amen.
Everything that has come upon you to make you less in value than the value God has placed on you, today it is wiped out by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive your true value.
Amen.
In God. Every HIV, every hepatitis, every sickle cell anemia, every cancer, every arthritis, every disfavor, every rejection, every barrenness that has come to reduce your value, they are flushed out now.
Amen.
In the name of the Father.
Amen.
And of the Son.
Amen.
And of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.